Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Hayungs, Family Life Program Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Did you win? How'd you do? When's your next practice? Children in sports is big news in many communities. Families plan their schedules and vacations around practices and games. Budgets are stretched so the kids can have the right equipment, pay participation fees, and so parents can have gas money for the endless car trips. So, are sports worth it? Is having your child participate in sports a good thing? Dr. Marianne Engel from the New York University Child Study Center is a sports psychologist with 20-plus years of working with youth, elite, and professional athletes and coaches. In one of her articles about kids in sports, she notes that sports are more than just a source of fun. Her research indicates that sports for children and youth help physical development, cognitive and academic development, psychological development, social development, and character development. Well, putting that another way, kids who play sports build strong bodies, acquire skills, learn how to get along with others, how to handle both winning and losing, how to solve problems, and they develop a sense of competence and solid self-esteem. Dr. Engel goes on to say, it has been shown that kids who play sports have less anxiety and depression and are less likely to become involved in risky behaviors such as sex and drugs. Well, that all sounds like great reasons for having your child participate in sports. So, should we have any concerns? A report from the National Alliance for Sports indicates that kids quit playing league sports by the age of 13, when winning becomes more important than having fun. And after age 10, sports participation drops by 30% for each year of age. These statistics illustrate what's happening when the scales tip too far in one direction. Think about why children start playing a sport. They want to be with their friends. They like to play it. They like to have fun. Okay, parents, this is where I remind you and me that we have a role other than just being the taxi driver. It's up to us, along with the other adults involved, to help make sports both fun and successful for our kids. Here's some suggestions for positive parent involvement. Allow your child to try different sports. Attend their games. Applaud all participants. Cooperate with the coaches. Encourage the kids to make new friends. Encourage the kids to learn the fundamentals of the game. Help kids understand the importance of rules. Model appropriate behavior. Be careful not to cross this line into poor sportsmanship. And remember, your child is playing a sport to fulfill their dreams, not yours. Be friendly to the opposing teams and fans. Emphasize the importance of your child's best effort. Don't compare your child to others. Find something to praise, but don't overdo it. Discuss how your child can improve their skills if they did not perform as well as they wanted. Listen to what your child has to say about their interest in a sport. Wow, that's quite a list, isn't it? As your child gets older, your role as a sports parent changes. But one thing that won't change is the need to be supportive and communicate positively as your child develops a lifelong commitment to an active lifestyle. Join us this month as we continue to blog about positive sports parenting. The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.